I am Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast.
Have you ever had one crazy thing after another happen to you until your whole day just turns out to be absolutely crazy? Hi, I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Okay, so this week I wanted to talk about, so what do we do after a bad day? Or like, how do we recover after a day didn't, you know, start out so well? And how do we turn that into a good day? So I wanted to help you with just some simple things you can do to like recover after that bad day or make it a good day tomorrow, okay? So if you feel like you're in the middle of one, here's how to turn it around, okay? So if you're having a bad day right now, you can turn it around by first removing guilt. Okay, you won't be able to move on to a better day, which is what you want, right? We all want a good day. I mean, nobody wants a bad day. We all want a good day. If you're feeling guilt, like, I wish I didn't waste time. I wish I didn't do this. I wish I wouldn't do that. You have to let go of that guilt. You have to remove that guilt and go and move on with your life, move on with your day. Because if guilt will stay in you, it will suck out any happiness out of your day and ultimately your life. So guilt will try to come in and tell you all the reasons why you shouldn't be happy, why today isn't going to be a good day, why we should almost be ashamed and why we can't move forward. So basically, if there's a chain, guilt is going to come and like be the jailer and chain us up to that chain, okay? But it doesn't matter how we start the day. I mean, of course, it is important, but it doesn't matter. The big picture is that it doesn't matter how we start the day. It matters how we finish it. So it doesn't matter how we start the day with procrastination, an embarrassing moment. You know, we overslept and we're late, or we slept with gum in our hair. It doesn't matter. If we can get back on track to doing what we want to do or doing what we have to do, like when you're running a race, it doesn't matter how many times you trip and you stumble over your own foot in the beginning, as long as you can finish your race and finish well, that's what matters. I mean, there's another side to the story where, yeah, a morning routine is awesome, but a morning routine is there to set you up and excel you and push you into the day you want to have. It's not just supposed to be like, okay, I've done my morning routine, there, now let's just go do something. No, it's there to launch you in. But if you don't have a morning routine and the day didn't start out so well, it's okay. All right, it doesn't matter how you start the day, it matters how you finish it. Okay, that's the big picture. So here is an action step. Make a list of all the things that you feel like are making you trip. Like, find what's making you like trip during your race and find that thing, destroy it, so you can set yourself up for success to a better day. Now, it doesn't just have to be tomorrow, it can be a better day right now so it doesn't happen again to you. Or, in other words, if there's a black hole and you're looking at it right now, just steer your rocket ship the other way. Because when it feels like your day is just like being ruined, like you're just like tripping and like over your own foot too, like it's just like it can't be any worse. But then destroy that thing, that's something you can prevent, and that so you can carry on with your day. Like if guilt is coming in and it's saying, oh, you shouldn't have procrastinated, now your whole day is ruined. You can turn it around. You can set yourself up for success so you don't procrastinate anymore. I'm just going to focus on procrastinate because that's, I don't know if anybody else deals with that, but I used to, so I can connect to that. So I used to deal with like guilt of procrastination, but you just have to kind of let that go and set yourself up for success by maybe like deleting like those social media apps off of your phone, or just like logging out of them on your computer or whatever, or just like remove distractions or like turn off your phone, or like, you know, just set yourself up in a way, because it's not just enough to say like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna eat a Twinkie today. If you want to be healthy, it could be just like, you gotta throw the Twinkies away, just burn them or something. If you have a Twinkie in your house, you're gonna eat them. I thought that was kind of funny, but set yourself up in a way where you'll be able to keep going. Or if it's something that you like, you can't prevent, like unexpected things that just like seem to like really drag you down. Like if you have to spend more time on one thing than you originally thought, and so you didn't like get anything in your to-do list done, and you're like, oh man, now I have to do this tomorrow and the stuff I have to do tomorrow and all this stress starts setting in, you're like, oh, today was not a good day. It's okay. It could have been a lot worse, honestly, but I know that's not what you want to hear, so I'll keep going. But if you're a parent, you'll totally relate with this because unexpected things will come up in life. That's life. Unexpected things will come up. But how we deal with those things that are unexpected and that are just kind of like, hey, I'm here. Like something's like, hey, I'm here now, deal with me. Like kind of like kids, like if you're a parent, they depend on you for almost anything, everything and everything. Anyway, you get my point, right? But especially if you have little kids, but if they need your help with like homework or like you're teaching them a life lesson, that can take time. But if you're like, if you have things of your own to do and you're like, I didn't get anything done today, my gosh, it's okay. That's what's going to happen. Don't let that stress come in. Don't let that guilt come in. Remember, you've already removed the guilt. But we don't always get everything done on our to-do list. My sister was like, oh, Grace, I never seemed to like this happened to me and this happened to me. And I just didn't get my stuff done today. I'm like, Lou, it's okay. If you can roll with it, if you trip on your race and you roll so you don't like get as hurt and you just keep going, that's what matters. It's how you end the day. So if you can like forget that distraction or forget the unexpected like thing that came at you and you can keep going with your day, that is awesome. If you can figure out how to do that, that would be amazing. So work with the unexpected. Leave a little extra time in your calendar. I mean, oftentimes it could be a result of our own like lack of planning. Like if we have this huge thick calendar, we don't have any like white empty space there for us to like spend some more time. And if you really see how much time things take you, you'll know, you'll see that things might take longer one day than it took last week. So leave that extra space in your calendar for those unexpected things. So you are setting yourself up for success and therefore preventing almost like that stress and that anxiety that comes with like, I didn't get anything done today. Like, no, I won't tell that anyway. But, and here is how to like heal from a very bad experience or a very bad day. So if you've had the kind of day where absolutely something like tragic and terrible and just like terrifying happened to you, I give you permission to take a day or two to let yourself heal, because you're going to feel worse if you just kind of try to go into action with the rest of your day. You might, depending on what happened to you, you might need some time to let your mind like get rid of anything like negative. So if you can stop those toxic emotions right in their tracks just by like letting yourself heal and just like thinking or just like, you know, just like getting some like peace over you, I don't know. If you can just like have some time with peace and quiet and just like breathe and just like recuperate, then hey, that's how you can heal. A few times this week, actually earlier this week, I had to put some pause on some things that I was doing because like, so I can get in a better place of mind. That's how I came up with this topic, because like during the week, I was just like, I cannot focus on this. This thing is just like being like, it's just like dragging into my work. So I was just dealing with some personal things and I felt like I was dragging it into pretty much everything. So if you can heal that scar, that wound, that happened to you this week, so that you don't hurt yourself more by dragging it into you and that you don't get all those toxic emotions and toxic feelings, okay? So get some peace. You know, peace though isn't peace. So here's the tricky thing about peace. Peace is what people think is just like, you know, it's like a feeling. It's something that you have when everything is going right. But that's not it. Peace isn't even like being ignorant of what's happening around you. It's knowing exactly what is happening around you and still being able to be peaceful and like sleep through a storm. If you know that your house is going to hold you through that wind, you'll be fine, right? Even if you can have peace through a storm, that is what true peace is. Like, fake peace is like everything's going great, I'm happy, life's good, it's been a good day. That's like almost fake peace. But real peace is like, oh, it's been a bad day, but you know what? I'm gonna make tomorrow better. So no matter what happened to you today, no matter what kind of day you had, no matter what kind of week you had, or if you just had like a really crummy month, you can have a good day. I'm going to encourage you that the best is yet to come. No matter what kind of stuff is behind you, no matter if it's good or bad, the best is yet to come. Your best days are ahead of you. You have to keep reminding yourself that the best is ahead. If something awesome is ahead of you, if you have this awesome goal that you're so close to reaching, would you just go for it? Would you just run to it? Yeah, if you're like this close that you can just reach out and grab it, wouldn't you? Yeah, you're that close to reaching what you want. The best is yet to come, my friend. And if you need some extra motivation, I did a past Facebook Live on vision, which I believe will really help you. A Facebook Live on vision. I wasn't sure if I enunciated that right, but I believe it will really help you see more good days. And even if you've never heard about vision and you've kind of had a bad day, go check that out. See you, even if you have another bad day again. I'm not saying that you won't have. I'm saying that if you do have another bad day, I guess when you have another bad day, it's if you live on planet Earth, you're gonna have a bad day, right? No one's perfect. It happens to the best of us. But if it's been a bad day, that vision is gonna help you, so you won't be discouraged. No matter what's happening on the outside or inside of you, that you know, that you absolutely know that the best is yet to come, and that is what will stop a cycle of defeat right in its path, because you have an amazing future. The best is yet to come for you. Even if there's been awesome stuff behind you, there's going to even be more awesome stuff in front of you, okay? Even if you've had some of the best moments of your life already behind you, you're going to have even greater, more awesome moments ahead of you, okay? So we can't change what happened today, but we can be a change tomorrow. We can change tomorrow. So tomorrow is a new day. That's always what I like to encourage myself. And if the day didn't go as planned, or it's been, you know, or if it's been kind of weird, but I don't know if you've ever been to Disney World, but there is the Carousel of Progress, and I won't sing it for you. I will save you that pain, but they sing it. It's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. And I just kind of sang that to myself when I was little after I had a bad day, and it really encouraged me. So I don't know, it's kind of childish, but hey, I like it. So encourage yourself in that. There's always tomorrow to make it a good day. And they say this thing, at the local high school every day, that make it a great day or not, the choice is yours. And some people are like, that stresses me out. But I'm like, it's totally true. A good day is a choice. Honestly, a good day is not dependent on what happened. It's dependent on your mindset. That's true in almost everything, right? Like if it's good or if it's not, it's how you look at it, right? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. If it's good, it's on how you look at it, I guess. So, just have an awesome rest of your day today. Have an awesome day tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, you got to make tomorrow good, okay? Even if it's cloudy, that's okay. If it's sunny, then hey, maybe that's a sign it's going to be a good day, okay? So I will see you next week. Have an awesome week too. So I'll see you next week. Have an awesome day. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. You can also check us out at hometreats.org to hear our story and see where else you can find us on social media. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.